Good morning. Good morning. Lots of things going on here. You can join the conversation at 508-996-0500. Texting with Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald. It's big hearings, things going on regarding ballot access. A lot of inside baseball stuff, but stuff I know that you folks recognize how important it is. You know, if you can't get on the ballot, you can't get voted in, right? We don't have options unless people get on the ballot. But maybe some people shouldn't be on the ballot because they didn't go about it the right way. So there's a lot going on. Stay tuned to Tim Dunn's writing at BostonHerald.com. And obviously, stay tuned here to the program because we'll be talking about it. I'll bring it to you as quickly as I can. 508-996-0500. For those of you who are just tuning in the last hour, I talked about how outrageous it is that nobody in the Democrat Party, with limited exception, is speaking up about this Graham Plattner running for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat in Maine, and that his campaign was allowed to set up a table at the Democrat State Convention last weekend, the weekend before, here in Massachusetts, that the third number of, Massachusetts contains the third highest number of donors to the campaign to elect a guy who for about a decade had a Nazi tattoo on his body. Third of the money. The third largest geographical contributor to this guy with a Nazi, formerly had a Nazi tattoo on his body, is Massachusetts. He was allowed to set up a table at the Democrat convention. The governor, Maura Healey, who I voted for, and I know I'm not alone, many of you voted for, is taking the honor, the prestige, the power that we've lent her as our governor and lending it to an outrageous Nazi supporter, okay? Maura Healey did it. Elizabeth Warren literally called him, Graham Plattner's my man. Ed Markey had endorsed him. And what I'm saying is that my very good friend, the former mayor of New Bedford, Scott Lang, said to me, how do you vote for that guy like that, right? You just excommunicate him. You're out. Sorry. You made a mistake, and you kept the mistake on your body for like 10 years, longer. You can't be a U.S. senator. If you're that committed at one point in your life to being a Nazi, that you tattooed it on your body, right? And that I think because how prevalent the leadership of the Massachusetts Democrat Party is with Plattner, that every state representative who wears a Democrat brand, state senator, all of them have to make a public statement separating themselves from Governor Healey's choice for the U.S. Senate, Graham Plattner. If you don't, then forever, the historic record will be cloudy. Where were you? Right? Like, I know where most established Republicans were when David Duke tried to pull what Graham Plattner is pulling, right? To run for the federal legislature, to get real power. They separated themselves. They said, I'm not with David Duke. I'm not with a Nazi. Ku Klux Klanmen, all that stuff. But so far, you have the likes of Maria G. Esther, who's on the Democrat State Committee, silent. Shane Burgo, former president of the city council, member of the Democrat State Committee, silent. I don't know. I assume he's going along with the governor he works for. All the state reps around here, Mark Sylvia, Steve Ouellette, right? Now, Senator Montigny's told me personally, but I'd love to see a statement from him, right? Love to see a statement from him. Chris Hendricks, he's got a lot to say about a lot of things. Love to see a statement on him, from him. By the way, I know that none of these guys would go anywhere near somebody with a Nazi tattoo. But Governor Healey has made it imperative that they separate themselves, okay? Otherwise, they're all in together. That's how political parties work. That's why George H.W. Bush and other members of the Republican Party, way back when it tried to happen within the Republican Party, separated themselves from David Duke officially. Otherwise, it's allowed for the fanatics to build power. And you've seen it in other political parties around the world. John Fetterman, a Democrat, liberal from Pennsylvania. He's not doing what Maura Healey and all the local Democrats are doing. He's not going along and endorsing him. He's not being, let me say this, he's not being silent. John Fetterman. Here he is speaking out on one of the biggest platforms in his world, much like this program is one of the biggest platforms locally. Like Barry, like Tim. They don't have to come here. They can go a lot of other places. But where's the local Democrats' statements separating them from Graham Platner? The way that John Fetterman used Meet the Press to tell the world. Here's Democrat, liberal, U.S. Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania.
Senator John Fetterman. Senator Fetterman, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me here.
Well, we have a lot to get to. Let's start off with the midterms. We are 5 months out from the general election in November. Leader Chuck Schumer says he is confident Democrats have multiple paths to flip the Senate. Do you share his confidence, Senator?
Well, I mean, I am. We have fantastic candidates all across the map with Maine, with except for Maine. And you have incredible. We have great choice in Texas. We have the legend of Brown in Ohio, and we have Cooper in North Carolina, and we have Turek in Iowa. And then we have a great candidate in Alaska. We've put a lot of things, in play. And, you know, Trump has made, anything possible for Democrats in this cycle, because I know there is significant backlash and everybody's already assumed that the House will flip. But that's history. You know, regardless who's in power, the House usually always changes. But here we are now, after what the president decided to do, and jam corn. I don't understand, other than that quote, saying sometimes a man just wants to see the world burn, and do that and create that extra drama in Texas.
Well, we'll be watching Texas closely. I have to ask you about Graham Platner. You just talked about the Maine race. I don't have to tell you, Senator, I know you've talked about this, but his campaign has been plagued by controversies, including allegations of physically aggressive behavior in past relationships. Now, he denies ever being violent. You have called him a creep. You've said people are rightfully concerned about his behavior. Some of your Democratic colleagues, though, say go ahead.
I mean, he's a bona fide dirtbag. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, all of the Nazi tattoo and the insane things that he said online, whether he roughs up, former girlfriends for all of these things, what's his resume? Honestly, look at what the Democrats, we have great candidates. Do you know what the Republicans have? They can go after Tallarico about he doesn't eat enough meat, or about pronouns kind of drama or whatever thing. I mean, look at this. They have nothing on Brown or Cooper or in Peltola in Alaska or for across the map here. Now, this is the situation that we are. And that's why that we have enough in play. And that's why I would certainly be optimistic that we have multiple paths at this point.
Senator, though, what do
and
you
also,
say?
Oh, also, too.
You have John Ossoff.
All right, so look, you just heard John Fetterman, a loyal Democrat, a liberal Democrat from Pennsylvania, very easily separate himself from Platner, right? He goes, hey, we got great candidates. No, everything he said was accurate, right? That the president probably should not have endorsed, in his mind, the candidate he did in Texas, Paxton and should have stuck with Cornyn, and but didn't. That's the president. He decided not to, right? And that Plattner is a dirtbag, right? Has a Nazi tattoo, or did for years. For years, he had a Nazi tattoo on his body. And that, you know, we don't support people like that. So Plattner did it. He got the tattoo. And look, a lot of the other stuff, the he said, she said stuff, to me is hard to figure out. None of us were there, all right? Which is not a defense, but and it's not a defense of him or the women making the accusation. I don't know. I really don't. Neither do you. But it's not disputed that for years the guy had a Nazi tattoo on his body. And that right there should disqualify you from being a U.S. senator from any major political party. Right? The Nazis don't have ballot access, but the Democrats are willing to give at least one of their adherents of that strange and violent philosophy an opportunity to share the ballot with them. And Governor Healey could have easily just done what U.S. Senator John Fetterman did, saying, hey, he's a dirtbag. We don't want him. And we got other good candidates, right? You heard him. He used the opportunity to endorse other good candidates in his mind. People who are, you know, like he said, you got the senator, the guy running Tallarico down in Texas. Yeah, he's a vegetarian. He's a vegan. Look, but that doesn't disqualify. It's silly to me, but it doesn't disqualify you from being a U.S. senator, right? I mean, that's a strange, for most people in Texas, you know, that seems to be a strange characteristic or personal choice. But it doesn't disqualify you at all. And yeah, he's said a few goofy things around pronouns, stuff like that, which are political questions that I don't happen to agree with. But I wouldn't expect, and that's pretty mainstream within the Democrat Party now, all right? When you're voting for a Democrat, you know you're getting a lot of that sympathetic opinions, policies towards what many of us discount as abnormal behavior, all right? But most people cannot overlook a set of beliefs for the Nazi Party that are so strong that you put a tattoo on your body. And the fact that Governor Healey, who we elected, has endorsed them, and Senator Markey has endorsed the guy with the Nazi tattoo. Outrageous. We lent them that power. Right? Elizabeth Warren, did you ever think her quest for power would allow her to overlook someone's belief in the Nazi Party to the point where they put it on their body for decades? That she would say, that's my guy? That's outrageous to me. It really is. I'm sorry. I just hung up on whoever was calling in. I'm sorry about that. Please call back. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just trying to explain it. Because I had a stroke. I've got some paralysis on my left-hand side. Literally my left hand. So sometimes I slip and hit the wrong button. Anyway, that gentleman's back. I'm just saying, I just played for you John Fetterman simply dismissing Plattner and separating himself for eternity from him, right? Simply saying, oh, he's a dirtbag. Right. And then pivoting quickly to all the good candidates they've got on the Democrat side that he'd like to see in the U.S. Senate with him to help them get a majority. But he dismisses Plattner right off. Right. Elizabeth Warren could have done that. Maura Healey could have done that. The state Democrat Party could have done that. But they chose instead to embrace and endorse in some cases Ms. Graham Platner. And to me, I just find it outrageous. I really do. I really, really do. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Good. What's happening?
You know what amazes me on this Platner situation, though? Now, he was in the United States Marine Corps, and he get that Nazi tattoo, which was against Marine Corps policy.
Yes.
No one noticed he had this tattoo. He supposedly didn't know what it meant. The tattoo parlor that gave it to him didn't say, hey, dude, you're a Marine, you can't be wearing this thing. And yet it just goes on and on all these years until finally, you know, there's a chance that it could cost him something. It just amazes me.
Well, the thing is, he clearly, for a long time, believed he knew what it was, because these other women have said he knew what it meant. And look, this guy is a highly educated guy. He had educational opportunities that you and I never had. He went to really expensive private schools. I'm assuming you didn't go to an expensive private school where you'd live there. I mean, this guy had a really good education. And he knew all about the Nazis. And the fact is, when you go to a tattoo parlor, because I've only done it once, but I got it, they don't tell you what you should and shouldn't do. They say, take what you tell them and they tattoo it.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I thought of being a Marine that they might have mentioned that to him, because he could have got, I don't know what, if he would have got drummed out of the Corps because of it or not. You know, yeah, maybe they said, hey, I'm not going to tell this guy. But the whole thing was, he knew he wasn't supposed to have that tattoo, right, and he got it. And the excuse was, oh, I didn't know what it was.
Right.
It's just baloney.
It's total baloney. And thank you for the call, my friend. No, look, I think that gentleman sums it up. The guy saying, oh, I didn't know what it was. Really? Come on. That's worse in some respects when you're trying to qualify for such an important job like U.S. Senate. It's not worse, because being a Nazi is worse than being ignorant, because obviously you're ignorant if you're Nazi, right? But you get my point. And I appreciate the gentleman from saying, listen, nobody believes the guy. He was a Nazi for at least a decade with a Nazi tattoo. Otherwise, he wouldn't have the tattoo, right? All these people all the time, through innuendo and straight up lies, accuse people of being Nazis. We see it all the time, right? Including people with Jewish grandchildren, right? They identify people incorrectly as Nazis. But when they see a real Nazi, they can't wrap their head around the fact that they got to reject them. In fact, they endorse them. And what I'm saying is that with the endorsement of Governor Healey, who's leading the Democrat ticket for re-election this year, along with Ed Markey, who's running for re-election, and Elizabeth Warren, who's a leader of the Democrat Party, and the fact that Graham Platner's campaign was at the state Democrat Party convention, setting up a table, not merely walking through, or they had a table set up. This is a all across the board endorsement of Platner. And if you're a Democrat in elected office and you don't separate yourself the way publicly, the way John Fetterman did, then you're going along. You're helping Mara Healey. She's the leader of your party. If you're a state representative, a state senator, county commissioner, and you don't make a public statement, of which I'm happy to read, right? As long as it's not too long. I'm more than happy to give you airtime to come on the program so your constituents know. Maybe you agree with Healey on the Green New Deal and increasing energy rates on small business. Maybe you agree with all that. But here, supporting a Nazi, you cannot do that. I'm happy to give you airtime. You know, I started telling you at the end of the hour about Columbus Energies. John Mastrodomo, great, great businessman, great American, local guy, Bristol County. His company, Columbus Energies, been family owned since 1960. They've kept those standards and commitments to doing the job right. And they offer such tremendous services to you and I, if we avail ourselves. Give Columbus Energies a call. Go to their website, columbusenergies.com. Start a relationship now, okay? Start a relationship with Columbus Energies now. I sat down with John Mastrodomo more than a year ago, actually, with Jimmy DeMello and Tom Hodgson, and had lunch with him. Started a relationship more than a year ago. I suggest you do something similar. Start a relationship now. They offer great services, safe services. Regarding your air conditioning, that's the company you want to be involved with. Need gas for your grill? Nothing better this time of year. Walking out of your air-conditioned home onto your deck or your backyard and putting up some steak or chicken or seafood on the grill and not having to worry about whether you have gas in the grill, right? Columbus Energies will refill your tank. Stop by, buy a tank, they'll refill your tank, or talk with them about becoming an automatic propane delivery customer. Automatic propane delivery customer. Nothing worse than walking out with a steak you've been preparing to cook on your grill and there's no gas. That doesn't happen with Columbus Energies, right? Give them a call, start a relationship, go to their website, columbusenergies.com. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. This hour is brought to you by the cold beer and the world's best chicken wings at Rose Alley Ale House right in downtown New Bedford. Had a great meal there yesterday. Great friends sitting on the deck. Happened to see the owner too as well, Jay Lanigan. So it was a good time yesterday at Rose Alley Ale House. So the fight to be the opponent of Maura Healey and Kim Driscoll continues. All right. So in a statewide campaign for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, attorney general, you got to get a minimum number of votes at the convention, 15%. Okay. You'd like to win it, but you don't have to win it. Okay. Winning it gets you the endorsement of the party. All right. Mike Minogue is the endorsed candidate from coming out of the convention. But Brian Shortsleeve did well enough to get on the ballot. Mike Keneally did not. Mike Keneally has now endorsed Mike Minogue. A lot of this is just history now. But history is being made every day. Locally, Sean Oliver, New Bedford City Councilor, as most of you are aware, got on the ballot at the convention, got the minimum, didn't win it, but the person that won it isn't on the ballot, all right? So what we have here, and again, I'm taking calls at 508-996-0500, whatever's on your mind, but Sean Oliver got enough votes at the convention to be on the ballot. He also is the only one at this moment in time that has enough certified, qualified signatures, which is 10,000 minimum, to get on the ballot statewide for lieutenant governor. It's important. Ann Brensley, who's a select person, member of the select board, female lawyer, born in Honduras, won the convention. She won the convention. She got about 56% of the vote from the delegates. Marvelous job. I mean, that is, I mean, look, I get that Brian Shortsleeve and Sean Oliver are, you know, doing their best to diminish the accomplishments of winning the convention because they didn't win, but they didn't have to win to get on the ballot, all right? But there's a lot of noise out there. So Ann Brensley, tremendous accomplishment. That one accomplishment is tremendous. But there's other accomplishments that you must complete, including 10,000 certified signatures. Sean Oliver's got those. Sean Oliver will be on the ballot in September. Now, what is going on there? Ann Manning Martin did better than Sean, but not as well as Ann Brensley at the convention. She got about 30%. Okay? Hey, very good showing. Strong showing. Again, you didn't need to win it. You just needed to get the minimum. Sean got the minimum. Then he got the signatures. That's the big hiccup, right? Because Ann Manning Martin, it is alleged, didn't get the signatures properly, or her consultants that she hired. Now, she hired two different consultants, okay? One I know, one I've never met. But Sean Oliver is contesting her ability to get on the ballot. He's got a very talented lawyer, Dan Winslow, former judge. And Brian Shortsley, Sean Oliver, but it's really Sean Oliver, his campaign, is contesting at the ballot commission. It's a legal entity that decides who's on and off the ballot. That Ann Manning Martin should not be on the ballot. And what's interesting about it, and again, Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald is covering all this. So follow him on social media and keep refreshing bostonherald.com for his articles. There is a motion by Sean Oliver's lawyer, well, his campaign, Sean's campaign, to join forces with the director, political director of the Democrat Party, standing in for Kim Driscoll, right, who's the Democrat lieutenant governor, to throw Ann Manning Martin off the ballot, all right, or prevent her from getting on the ballot, I guess would be a better way to look at it, right, because she's not on the ballot yet. Ann Manning Martin, who's a city councilor from Peabody, longtime Republican, run a number of times for various offices, been reelected various times as a Republican in Peabody and around Peabody, has run for sheriff, things like that. Ann Manning Martin is trying to get on the ballot. Sean is trying to keep her off the ballot. And now there looks like there's been a motion from what I'm reading. And again, I'm really in tune with what the Boston Herald is going to report here, and I want to wait for it to the degree that I come down with any real opinion, because I don't have all the facts. But what it looks like is Sean Oliver's campaign is joining with the Democrats, and this may just be a legal formality to try to prevent Ann Manning Martin from getting on the ballot, okay? They're going to have to contest signature. Every single signature, go line by line down the nomination page. So it's a lot of work. So that is going on right now. And there's a lot of possible political outcome from this. So it's very important that we, like I told you, it's been awesome since Sean Oliver decided to run statewide. It's good for our area, certainly good for my industry. And there's going to be a lot of little twists and turns along the way. So 508-996-05. But anything else that's on your mind, I'm very interested to hear about. Good morning. Thanks for holding. What's on? What's up?
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I just want to share that when I think about the governor and her administration and some of these other politicians, it just, all I can see is a circus, and each one of them has a position in this circus, but they're all, I don't know if they're alien circus people, but they're all, they're not thinking about, of course, us, the taxpayers, nor will they ever, because they focus, they're self-centered. And that's all they're focused on. And this gentleman that's running that you were talking about, all the things I hear about him, I would run the other way.
Right.
And you know, there's no way, excuse my language, in hell, that I would vote for a person like that. And it just seems like we have more and more people in this country who are running for political positions that I don't know if they're aliens or robots or what the hell they are, but they're not human beings, kind, considerate, thinking about the citizens at all here. And so I guess I'm going to just continue thinking of all of them as circus members. I haven't figured out which position Maura Healey has yet. And I know this all sounds very strange.
No, listen, I agree with you because to me, it's outrageous. Like, I can't even find the words to express how outraged and how shocked I am when I hear somebody like Maura Healey, who's a significantly accomplished person, Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey. I don't agree with them on a lot of stuff, but that's okay. But to see them support a guy who had a Nazi tattoo just is so mind-blowing to me. You're right. They don't seem like human beings.
Yeah, they really don't. And besides the Nazi tattoo, this man's behavior, mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to heaven. That's all I got to say. It's beyond, I can't even think of the big word to use here. It's ludicrous. It's wrong. It's, I happen to believe in Jesus, and Jesus has probably been shaking his head for a long time now in regards to this guy. But if this guy is going to get voted in for all his behaviors and all the things he's done to other people, then people who are going to vote for him, you know, they need to see psychiatrists ASAP and get their own also neurologists and get a CAT scan of their brains and also an X-ray of their hearts, because both those areas are not functioning properly.
Thank you for the call and the contribution to the program. I do appreciate it. If you'd like to jump in, it's open phones, 508-996-0500. This Graham Platner thing, again, last Thursday, Lenny Mills and I were heading over to the house. I was heading to the house. He was driving me. And he just pointed to a little house. You know, it's now a coffee shop. And said to me, what's wrong with these people? Do we have to have people hiding in the basements, hiding in the attics like Anne Frank, before these people realize that you can't give any power to Nazis? We've been here before. We've seen it. And you can't just dismiss it as no big deal. When someone shows you who they are, you should believe them. You should believe them. Scott Lang, my good friend, you all voted for him. Totally disgusted. And how? I mean, I just played that clip of the senator from Pennsylvania, quickly dismissing Platner, dirtbag, shouldn't be running in the Democrat Party. I don't know why anybody's supporting him, dirtbag. And then listed a bunch of other good, qualified, respectable Democrats, even if you want to agree with them, right, that he is supporting. So it's very easy to do. Why didn't Healey do it? Why didn't Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey? Because they crave power. And my real belief here is, if you're a member of the Democrat Party holding elected office, you have to make a public statement in Massachusetts separating yourself from Governor Healey, who you'll be on the ticket with, and Ed Markey, who you'll be on the ticket with. The state Democrat Party that allowed Platner's campaign to set up a table there. You have to separate yourself with a public statement. Otherwise, I believe you're going along with Healey and Warren and Ed Markey. And, you know, all the members of the Democrat State Committee that allowed him to have a table at the convention. And that includes Shane Burgo, city council, former city council president, former city councilor Maria Fiesta having a party on the taxpayers' dime. They're all in the Democrat State Committee. I mean, really, we need public statements from these people. 508-996. Oh, look at how long I've gone. All right, I got to take a quick break. I see you folks on hold. I will get to you, but I got to take a quick break.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. Beautiful day out there. Make the safe choice this spring with Citywide Glass. Does your windshield have a big crack in your view? Did you wake up to vandalism overnight? Well, don't stress. Call the pros at Citywide Glass. They can repair or replace your auto glass quickly and safely. And their mobile tech team will come right to you. Your windshield can be replaced while you're at home, at work, on the job, or even at a shopping center, right? At no extra charge. Life is busy. Let Citywide Glass make your auto glass repair very easy. Citywide Glass, make the safe choice. Visit citywideglass.net. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
In regards to this Plattner guy, right?
You know, yes.
He's a very dangerous guy and extremely racist. You know, I have black people in my family. Yeah. And he said that black people don't tip in the restaurants.
Really?
You know what I mean? If that is not a racist statement, I don't know what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Of course that's a racist statement. Because it wasn't meant as a compliment. It was meant because, you know, everybody likes to be known, whether you are or you're not, as a generous and a good tipper. So to say that black people are not, I didn't know he said this, are not good tippers, that's a totally racist statement.
Yeah. And then, you know, he also called if you don't like what's going on, you know, he's calling for violence. Out of his mouth, he said, pick up a gun, fight. In regards to Trump, right, and his policies, he's a very violent person. But then again, you know, I like to read about World War II, and I always wondered, because Germany was a well-educated country, mm-hmm. and they voted for Hitler.
Yes.
Now, Hitler didn't take power. They voted him in. And he has stated what his policies were, and they voted for him. And you have the Democrats repeating history again.
Hitler had written Mein Kampf. It was all written down. His feelings towards minorities, Jews, all that was all written down. And, you know, what's happening here is what happened. You're right about Germany, and you know about it. And I enjoy your calls when you call other programs, and I'm glad you called this program, because they're dismissing Plattner like he's a clown. That's what they said about Hitler.
Yeah, the same thing. The same, you know, it's like really like 1933 all over mm-hmm. again. I mean, I didn't live there, but I always wondered, right. Why would people vote for a person like that, right? And here we are. We're living it. We're living history all over again. And for the Democrats or anybody to support a guy, especially, like I said, in regards to, he's a racist. And not only that, he's a violent homosexual, because he stated that if somebody invades your house, you should rape them.
Oh, God.
Right? And that's a classic gay person. Maybe this is where all his anger is coming from. I don't know. But this is a dangerous guy. Hopefully people will see that, and because you have a lot of good Democrats coming forward supporting him.
I know.
It's so shocking.
It is incredibly shocking why anybody would lend their legitimacy to this guy. I do not get it.
Well, you know, this state is Maine, and hopefully they do the right thing. I know they want to control the Senate. But that's a good goal. There's nothing wrong with that. But
right.
Do it in the right way, where you put people in there that's good for the country. If the Democrats feel ashamed of Trump being president, but support this guy?
It's outrageous. I mean, thanks for the call, my friend. It's really outrageous. And again, we'll talk more about it as the hour progresses. 508-996-0100. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Late.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. We've got a bunch of people on hold. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing today?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. Hey, don't you think it's kind of weird? You guys were just talking about Graham Plattner, and it sort of came to mind that, you know, all you hear about is, especially young students and Democrats coming out of college, and they're worried about America being oppressive. They put everything in the oppressive or oppressor. So
yes,
that most of the systems and capitalism and America is all oppressive and racist. But yet, so yeah, let's say we buy off on that idea. But then they put up a candidate who believes has a Nazi tattoo and believes in communism. There's nothing more oppressive than communism.
Right.
During the Stalin's time, they killed 90 million people in Russia. That was communism.
Yep.
So this is death oppressive? I think that's more oppressive than somebody speaking badly about you if you're still standing on your feet, right?
Totally.
So,
totally.
You know, I mean, the perspectives are completely freaking bizarre because if you just put them on a spreadsheet, it's pretty easy to figure out. Nazis and communists are the most oppressive there are.
Yes.
And yet they're promoting an oppressive guy. Goes against their philosophy.